Sophie and the Snow Fairy Melt-Off. Sophie did not like to ski. She liked the snow. She liked to build snowmen and slide down the big plow berms in her driveway. She liked to build snow forts and make snowballs to throw at her dad. But skiing? What was the point? Unfortunately, her dad seemed to think skiing was the one and only reason to live in Alaska. Thus, the unhappy 5-year-old was now moping along behind him on the short trail around their property, falling ever further behind the farther they went. It was near the end of March, so it was warm and the trail was perfect for sliding along the snow, but Sophie's legs just weren't that interested in sliding. As she slowly, ponderously rounded the corner at the far end of the trail from her house, a glint of gold attracted her attention. The sun was shining on something just off the ski track. She paused and looked more closely, and then she gasped. There, just beyond a tree next to the trail, was an enormous snow palace with a central keep inside 4 beautiful walls of snow with 4 corner towers. On top of the keep was a bright golden disc. That's what she had seen glinting in the sun. Sophie looked up the trail for her dad, but he was already out of sight. Fortunately, there seemed to be a bit of a trail in the snow leading to the palace. She turned her skis and shuffled right up to it. Once she got closer, she discovered the palace was very detailed. There were depressions in the central keep that looked like windows. The tops of the walls were like square teeth with gaps in between. Sophie pondered. Where had this palace come from? Who built it? As she gazed at the golden disc, it suddenly came to her. This must be the home of the snow fairies. Sophie had long suspected that snow fairies lived in her yard. Sometimes, after a snowstorm, she would be playing under a tree when suddenly snow hanging on a branch would fall off unerringly, landing on her head and sloughing down the back of her neck. Clearly the work of mischievous fairies. When it was snowing, she sometimes thought she glimpsed a fairy or two amongst the swirling flakes. But this palace, it was indisputable proof that the fairies were about. She tentatively reached over the walls and picked up the golden disc off the circular keep. It had a little thickness, but otherwise seemed to be composed of gold foil. It reminded Sophie of a chocolate candy her mom had once given her. She picked away at the foil, and it came off, revealing that there was indeed chocolate underneath. Sophie paused and looked worriedly at the palace. Was she about to be sworn by a flock of angry fairies, upset that she had removed a piece of their home? Nothing was moving in the palace. Everything was peaceful and quiet, with heavy sunlight streaming through the trees and making shadows on the forest floor. Could it be, Sophie thought, that the snow fairies meant for her to have the chocolate? After all, she reasoned, it was far too large for the fairies to eat. It must be meant for her. She unwrapped the whole chocolate and popped it into her mouth. Yum! She put the foil wrapper in her pocket to throw in the trash back at the house and called out, "Thank you, snow fairies!" Then she hurriedly skied after her father to tell him about the snow fairy palace. For the next 2 weeks, Sophie eagerly put on her skis every day to go visit the snow fairies. Sometimes, another gold foil wrapped chocolate awaited her. On other days, there were bright blue and red ribbons draped over the palace walls. Some days, there wasn't anything, which was always a disappointment, but one that left Sophie looking forward to the following day. She was also becoming a very good skier. Sophie carried each of the prizes left by the fairies back to her house to show off to her parents. One day, she returned without a present, but with a worried expression. "Daddy," she said, concern laced through her voice, "the snow's starting to melt. What's going to happen to the snow fairies?" Indeed, as March gave way to April, temperatures warmed well above freezing during the day, and the snow was starting to look a little run down. Sophie's dad paused from scooping ashes out of the wood stove and creased his brow, obviously thinking.
Well, Sophie, I don't know what happens to snow fairies in the spring. I'll bet they migrate somewhere colder.
Dad got out the globe and showed Sophie how when it was summer in Alaska, it was winter down in South America.
I'll bet they head to Patagonia, way down here at the southern tip of South America.
Sophie wasn't buying it.
They aren't birds, Dad. Fairies can't fly that far. Someone has to help them.
Well, Sophie, the only choices for most creatures are to migrate, hibernate, or adapt. What do you think snow fairies do?
This question was on Sophie's mind as she skied out to see the fairies the following morning, the only time of day the snow was firm enough to ski now. Of course, she thought, fairies have magic, so maybe they could somehow cast spells to survive the summer, but maybe not. To Sophie's surprise, when she reached the tree marking the location of the palace was gone. In its place were four large, perfectly round snowballs. Sophie was perplexed. What were the snow fairies doing? It didn't look like they were migrating. It looked more like they were curling up to try to live out the summer here. But Sophie knew that wouldn't work. Eventually all the snow would melt, including these snowballs. Silly fairies. But now what? Something had to be done to save them from the heat of the summer. Sophie turned around and skied faster than she had ever skied before back to the house. She found the plastic sled by the garage door and dragged it behind her out to the snowballs. She carefully picked up each snowball and placed them one by one in the sled. She then gently pulled the sled back to her house. She burst in the door.
Daddy, she cried, the snow fairies are trying to hibernate, but they need somewhere cold.
She raced over to the thermometer outside the kitchen window. It read 31 degrees, and Sophie knew that snow started melting at 32 degrees.
Daddy, Sophie was panicking, can I put them in the freezer?
Her dad walked out from the office.
Well, sure, Sophie, if you think they'll fit and still leave some room for salmon later in the summer.
Sophie scrambled back out the door and gently carried in each large snowball one at a time while her father opened the freezer door for her. Each snowball was deposited inside, and at last, all of them were safely stored. Sophie was relieved. The snow fairies were safe in the cold until next winter.
Good job, Sophie, said her dad. Did you pull that sled behind your skis all by yourself?
Sophie nodded.
You've become a very good skier over the past few weeks, her dad continued. I'm really proud of you.
Sophie smiled. The next morning, she decided to ski one more time to where the snow fairy palace had been. The snow was definitely disappearing, but since it was still freezing at night, there was a trail to follow. As she looked where the palace had once been, her eye again caught a glimpse of gold up by the tree trunk. The fairies had left behind one last piece of chocolate. Sophie unwrapped the foil and ate the candy, and as she skied back to the house, thought happily about the return of the snow fairies next winter.